Yes, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
My name is James Woods.
Okay, Mr. Woods, we will begin the hearing, and the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will be conducting the hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Woods.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is James Guiley Woods, and my DOC number is 81269.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a 412B, which would be parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge hearing. And you will actually become eligible for these in 2019, on April 5th. So whatever decision is made today, so it wouldn't become effective until that date. So we're talking about something that would happen in the future. Go ahead, sir.
Parole to a consecutive member or absolute discharge?
That would be the other thing that you're being heard for today.
Is that for the sentence that I'm on now, or is that an absolute discharge maybe to be released from DOC?
I would have to defer to our chairman on that. Would it be absolute discharge entirely? I think that's only included in every hearing as a formality.
That's a formality. If it should happen, if this board decided that you were given absolute discharge, it would be from DOC, but that's just more or less a formality, because we want to see, for the most part, you know, whether you are, once you're out, whether you will commit another offense or something. But
yes, sir.
It would be, if the board saw fit, if the five board members saw fit, then yes, it would affect your relationship with DOC, sir.
Okay. So when I was talking to my counselor, he gave me the impression that I was only being seen to a consecutive sentence, or I would have planned better and had family members and prospective employers and things there for me. I didn't know that it was other was an option as far as like maybe being released from DOC or an absolute discharge.
If you are certified by the Department of Corrections for, and this time, according to what I see, this time you were certified for 412B, that is, parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. So that's what the Department of Corrections certifies you for.
Okay.
It's your option, you know, to have others, to have supporters.
Yes.
And support you. We cannot influence you one way or the other with that, sir.
Yeah, no, I was just under the impression that I was told that wasn't an option here, so, I'm fine with that, I know.
Okay, Mr. Woods, I'm just looking at the notification that you signed about this hearing, and on that hearing, or on that form, both of those boxes were checked. The absolute discharge or the 12B. It may not have been drawn to your attention, that's all. So.
Yeah, they had told me that was there, but I was led to believe, or I understood him as it was just an absolute discharge from my first number going to a consecutive number.
Okay.
But, I'm ready to proceed, though.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead with the hearing then, sir, and I'll introduce you to the members of the board who are present in the room. We have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chairman, who answered your question, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'd like to start with a brief summary of just some facts about your case. It looks like you are serving 25 years to life for your sentencing is a little bit complicated, so I'll take a moment to get this right. It looks like you had You had a former endangerment sentence for 1.5 years, which has expired, and that was the result of a probation revocation.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you had a robbery charge for 5 years, which has also expired. But you have a theft charge or a theft conviction that was 1 year, 10 months, and 14 days. And for that, you were granted, it looks like, in the past, you were granted parole to consecutive. So the one you're serving right now, it looks like, is 2 concurrent aggravated assaults. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's a little bit scrambled, but you know, eventually we can figure it all out.
Right.
So those two are both for 25 years, and then you've got a consecutive armed robbery, which is also for 25 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I think that's all. I think we've got it now.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, good. So the crime occurred, it looks like, on November 22nd, 1992. Do you remember how old you were then, sir?
I believe it was 22 or 23.
Okay, around 22. Okay.
Yes.
And you were convicted by jury trial.
Yes, ma'am.
On April 27th, 1993, and it looks like you were sentenced on June 10th, 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever appeal your conviction, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and the appeal was affirmed then?
Yeah, the conviction was confirmed, and no subsequent relief or anything was given.
Okay, so yeah, sometimes, and it looks like we did not, sometimes we get the appeal paperwork, but we did not this time, it looks like, so that's good to know as well. And it looks, Mr. Woods, it looks like you had somewhat of a criminal history. You had dating from 1984, you had some juvenile
yes, ma'am.
Problems with shoplifting, you received probation for that, and it looks like a marijuana charge, you got probation, criminal trespassing, and there's an assault, a cruelty to animals charge, and then narcotic drug. Were you involved in drug use, Mr. Woods?
Yeah, I've used drugs my whole life. I've been, an addict. I struggle with it sometimes.
Okay. What drug in particular? Is there one in particular?
Well, on the streets growing up, I was mainly just, an alcoholic and smoked pot.
Okay. And then any...
And then during my incarceration, I've struggled with it too. I've used in here opiates and methamphetamines. I've had a couple dirty UAs, I think, over the 26 years I've been in.
And when was the last time you used an illegal drug, Mr. Woods?
Probably 2 years ago I had a UA, and so it was about two and a half years ago.
Okay, all right. And nothing since then?
Nothing since then,
okay.
No.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at your prison discipline record, and it looks like you've had 4 majors, which is actually, for the amount of time you've been there,
yes, ma'am,
one of the better records that we've seen. But you had a recent major, looks like in March of 16, you had a major for obstructing staff. Do you remember what that was about?
Yes, that was my UA.
Oh, that was the UA.
Yeah, and it was a misunderstanding, I think. He told me to dump my cup out. I dumped it out, and
okay.
And I guess I wasn't supposed to. Or
got it. Okay. So that involved a UA cup, and then the last one before that was way back to 2010 for tattoo.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was a major as well. And before that, there were some others, but they were back a ways.
Yeah.
It was back. So your discipline record in prison has been fairly good. It looks like this is your first hearing before the board on this particular, let's see, because you were granted the 412B way back in 1994. But this is your first recent hearing before this board.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we have in your packet, we have no, unless I'm mistaken, but we have no letters of support, but we also have no letters from victims either. There are just no...
Well, as far as the no letters of support, like I said, I was kind of under the impression that this was like kind of a formality to go to my next number. I did not know that it was an option for me maybe to go home.
Well, even to go to your next number, sir, you know, we also have to hear that you have family and your
right.
family is still
well,
in touch with you.
I do, my wife is still with me, I have a son, a daughter.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, 2 weeks ago, my son came to visit, so.
Oh, nice. And how old's your son?
He'll be 26.
Okay.
We've gotten pregnant just prior to me being arrested.
Okay, so you're a 26-year-old, and have you had a good relationship with him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
when my dad was still alive, he used to bring him twice a month to visit, and no matter where I was at, he always brought him.
Good. Okay, and what about your daughter? How old's your daughter?
She is 15.
15, okay.
So I've been here all the time. She is not my biological daughter.
Right.
But I am her father. It reflects that in the paperwork. And
okay, you have a good relationship with her too?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, and you can probably credit your wife with that. Some of that.
She has done a great job on raising my kids, and I commend her on that.
Well, that is good. That's good to have that. See, that kind of family support is important for you. And it's good for us to hear about that, too. So, and you know, at these hearings, sir, your family can participate even by phone. If it's not convenient for them to come here, we can get them on the phone, and they can participate and speak on your behalf. So just remember that. Remember that little feature. It looks like you've done some programming. You've got, I see, Thinking for Change, Conflict Resolution, Cultural Diversity, Parenting, Design for Living. It looks like some substance abuse, moderate treatment. And then so it looks like custodial, is that?
Yeah, the little college course they had down in Yuma, okay. Cheyenne unit.
Okay, and then sewing machine. Are you a sewing machine operator then?
Yeah, I'm the tailor here on the yard.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you earn your GED while you were in prison, or you completed it?
Yes, that was years ago on my first conviction. I got my GED.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing too.
I'm currently there's not a lot of programs available in the yard I'm on, but I'm currently in AANA.
Okay.
In fact, we got a meeting today, so I'm down here if I make it.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned earlier that you haven't used any illegal drugs, so in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So is the AA helping you with that?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Kind of helps you to keep your mind, be around like-minded people at least.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Mr. Woods, why don't you tell us, just to help us get to know you a little bit, and kind of what was going on in your life at the time of the crime, and tell us what happened. What happened that day, and give us as much background about why you came to be there, and just tell us what you'd like us to know.
We were drinking, and we had walked down to the store to get some more beer, and there's a bar right there, and so we went to the bar and had some shots, and I don't, like I said in my trial and to my lawyer, to the prosecution, I was a heavy alcoholic back then.
Okay.
I can't tell you why I did what I did. I don't remember most of that night. I don't remember doing what I did. I don't deny doing what I did, but I was said that I had robbed his place. I hit this guy with a board and took some money. I was frequently blacking out back then, alcoholic blackouts. I accept full responsibility for it.
You mentioned we. Who else? Was there someone else with you?
Yeah, there was another gentleman with me. His name is Timothy Gross.
Okay.
He had no part in what transpired that night. He didn't. He was never arrested or convicted or anything like that.
Okay.
It was my sole responsibility, and I accept that. You know.
And I look back at your past crimes, and the only other crime you had in the past, the least that's noted, was a shoplifting. But I mean, what? Did you think you needed the money? Or?
No, I didn't. I work. I've worked on the streets. I don't have a problem with working. What my problem was with alcohol and blacking out and doing stupid things.
Because it also indicates then the second victim was the cook.
Yes, so I don't remember exactly what happened that night, but so he was like a, he wasn't a victim, so to say. He didn't get injured or anything. But because he was there at the place of the business, they listed him as a victim also.
Right.
In the robbery, there wasn't no aggravated assault or assault on that individual. He was just listed because he was there at the place of business. Then he was kind of responsible for the money and the business there. They listed him as a victim for the simple robbery, just a robbery. I think it was a 5-year sentence.
Okay. So Mr. Woods, this report, which was written shortly after the crime occurred, says that the bartender, the doctors who treated that bartender that you hit with the board,
yes,
that they didn't believe he would return to normal because of skull fractures.
Yes, he had some neurological disorders.
Mm-hmm.
It is my understanding now, I've inquired about his health and well-being,
mm-hmm.
and that he is back to fully, he's normal.
He was able to recover.
Long-term side effects from that, I think the fact that I was told that the only long-term side effects was a memory loss of some of that time error right there.
Or just right when it occurred. Okay.
Yeah, that, and then being in the hospital. He doesn't remember the night that it happened. He doesn't recall being in the hospital.
Okay. And you didn't know these people before, did you?
No, ma'am.
Just a bar and you just went in. Okay.
Yeah,
Well, it must be some relief to you to know that.
Yes, like I said, I accept full responsibility. I wish I could take it back, but...
Okay. All right. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Wood? Mr. Johnson has a question for you.
So I only had one question, and I know Ms. Rittenhouse asked you about someone else that you were there with, but I was just trying to kind of be clear on... did you go there with the intent of committing a robbery, or did you go there with your friend drinking?
No, there was no intent to do that. We were at a friend's house, at his house and his girlfriend's house, and we walked down to the, we were just walking down to the Quick Mart to buy some more beer, and there's a bar right kind of like catty corner from there. And we decided to go there and have a couple shots and maybe shoot again a pool and then go back home. And I don't recall. I remember going in the bar. I remember having a couple drinks. And I don't recall anything after that until I woke up the next morning. And that he, there was no intent to go there to rob, maim, hurt, or anything. We were going there to have a good time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Any questions for... So, Mr. Woods, it looks like in your criminal past, at least, you had an assault. I'm just looking at your prison record to see. You don't really seem like a violent kind of guy.
No.
You got me puzzled. I'm really...
Well, it's was my alcoholism. I don't know if instant asshole just had alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
That I don't know why it brought that out of me, but it did, and it's something I've addressed and struggled with for a long time.
Okay, so Dr. Ryan, any questions or? All right, Mr. Woods, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, as we've been talking, maybe you've thought of something else that you'd like the board to consider.
I just like you to know that I have family support out there. If I was to be able to get out of here, I have a place to go. My wife will open the door to me. I have my son, my wife, my daughter. Going to work is no problem. My wife knows a few people that own some construction company, landscaping company, and they will put me to work. Getting back out there and being productive and being back with my family would be the best. I've done 26 years in here for an armed robbery and an aggravated assault, with another 25 that I could have to do. I do not deny doing the crime. I'm very sorry for the injuries that transpired. I feel that the sentence is out of proportion. That's it. I would just love the chance to be out of here.
Okay, Mr. Woods. Thank you for that statement. The board is going to go into discussion, so I don't know if you remember our protocol back from 1995 or the last time you were here. We do a discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. We don't discuss cases before we get in this hearing room. So we just ask you to remain on the phone and listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with a decision in just a minute. Okay, thank you, Mr. Woods.
All right, thank you for your time.
Sure. The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Woods, his case is an interesting case. He seems like a very level-headed and sensible person. I mean, he just cannot explain what happened that night because of alcohol. As I mentioned when I was talking to him, he doesn't seem to have a violent history. I mean, he does have one assault way back, but his prison record is not violent. Of all the places in the world that there would be violence would be in the prison, but he's not. He does have a drug issue, and I'm a little concerned by the discipline from 2016. He explained it was a confusion whether he should dump the urine cup, although, how that happened, I don't know. Well, we weren't there, so we don't know. He has bothered to inquire and found out that the one victim that he hit with the board has made a recovery, and that to me means something. That he is concerned and wanted to make sure that was resolved. I like very much that he has family support, that he has a good relationship with his wife and his children. That to me means a great deal as well. Sometimes as he, one of his last things that he said was that the sentence doesn't seem, that it seems kind of severe for what happened. And in this case, what we're hearing today is consideration for a parole to another life sentence. So I'm somewhere on the fence. Ordinarily, there are more negative factors. In this case, there's really the only one real negative factor I see is that recent discipline. But other than that, he's been programming. He's stayed out of trouble for the most part. Good family relationship. Acknowledges the crime. So I could be on the fence about this. If we were to grant this today, he would start another life sentence. So he would still not be eligible for parole for some time, and this might be a good way to encourage him. But I'll just start the discussion with that and see what fellow board members think about this. No comment from Mr. Johnson? Any other comments from board members? Dr. Wright,
you usually. Yes, ma'am. Ordinarily I would not say this, but I think inasmuch as he does have the other 25 years sentence, which means that even if, when did this crime take place?
92.
He would have to do what? At least 85% of that? So that would be.
It's
going to be. So he'd get pretty old. Well, I shouldn't say old, he would be a senior citizen at that time before he would come before the board again, and so I see no reason why we should not parole him to his next consecutive sentence.
Well, I'm going to make a motion then. I'm going to make a motion that we grant 412B, which would be parole to his next consecutive sentence. And that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. and Mr. Quinones, and released as granted with 412B to the consecutive, and the conditions will say abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming, and refrain from discipline. Okay, Mr. Woods?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted unanimously to grant your parole to your consecutive sentence, sir.
Thank you.
We're seeing
can I say one thing?
Sure, go ahead.
The gentleman, the doctor, he said 25 more years. I do 85% on that before I'm eligible.
Well, maybe it's 85%, but it would be some percentage.
With how I am sentenced, I have to do another 25 calendar years before I'm eligible for parole.
Okay. So that's you can check with Time Comp at Department of Corrections to verify that for sure. But we're no sentencing experts. You know, we read the papers. I mean, I can see on your aggravated assault, this would be, you'd be starting then the armed robbery.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is consecutive to counts 1, 2, and 4. And the sentence just says, I'm looking at the document right now, says life. So judges back in that time period, judges were not really familiar with the new criminal code. And they were, some of the sentences are a little.
I was saying prior to the 94 change in the law with the 85%, so
right.
But I appreciate your time today, and I thank you.
We encourage you. We want you to take this as an encouragement, and especially if you'd pay particular attention to the conditions that we said, and that those are abide by institutional rules, which you appear to be pretty good at that. Refrain from disciplinary infractions, sir, and by that I specifically mean drug use.
Yes, ma'am.
The board would be very disappointed to see you get involved in that. And then partake in any available programming, sir. So, do you have any other questions, sir?
I do not. I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, and we appreciate your continued good behavior.
Okay.
And maintain a good relationship with your family, and we will call it the end of the hearing at that point, sir. So thank you, Mr. Lewis.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
The board, enjoy your holidays.
Thank you, sir. And if you'd put the CO3 back on the phone, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, I will. Thank you.